This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's attorney general is investigating one of the state's largest towing companies for frequent legal violations. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Attorney General Phil Weiser says the state's received almost 1,000 complaints against Wyatt's Towing in the past couple years. The company's a prominent tower in Metro Denver and works with a lot of residential communities. Weiser says many complaint allegations focus on violations of a new state law that protects consumers from large tow bills.
If your car is towed without your permission, don't just assume that whatever amount you're told to pay is what you need to pay.
Weiser wouldn't comment on the timeline for the completion of his investigation, but he said it could result in compensation for people who've been towed improperly and civil penalties for Wyatt's. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Aurora has reinstated its reserve police force. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The reserve force will be made up of volunteers who will not be considered part of the police force. Interim Police Chief Art Acevedo says only high-caliber applicants like city employees and retired officers will be considered.
So they're actually going to go through the same hiring process in terms of the vetting, the testing that police officers go through in terms of our lateral police officers that come to the modified classes.
Aurora shut down the reserve officer force 18 years ago due to low interest and a city code cleanup. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado is expanding its crackdown on drivers who abuse toll lanes. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Earlier this summer, the State Department of Transportation began fining drivers who weave in and out of the toll lanes on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. Now, CDOT is expanding enforcement to toll lanes on C-470 near Highlands Ranch and Interstate 25 north of Denver. A one-month grace period starts September 1st. Violators captured by the camera system will get warnings until October 1st. After that, they'll get fines that start at $75. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.